the sermon this morning that would be received. Believe to see his goodness.
Amen.
God spoke to me last night when I was going to bed, and he said, believe to see my goodness. I thought, Lord, I've preached that sermon. He said, you ain't never preached that sermon the same. I said, yes, I haven't, Lord. Can't preach it. I can't preach one the same unless he anoint me. But you know, I was thinking about, Teresa, she didn't know what I had and everything. And what I laid there pondering last night on what God wanted me. And he started bringing scriptures up in my spirit. And I know if you meditate on what God's telling you, he'll give you direction in it.
Amen.
I don't care if it's your house, your car, your finance. If you meditate,
what's the name
of it? If you do some meditation on what God's telling you, and not just, oh, that was God. No, man, meditate on it. Think about it. Ponder it. Let it get on down in here and let God bring more life. Hallelujah. You know, Solomon, God asked him, he said, tell me what you want. I mean, God. I would have thought, good. God, give me a Rolls Royce and 14. Give me 1,000 camels. Back there, you know, there were no Rolls Royces. But you know what he said? He said, Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, I want wisdom to lead your people.
Amen.
I mean, oh, that's the heart after God. And God told him, he said, because you asked this, I'm going to give you the other two. He had wisdom. You know, I mean, they brought their a woman stole another woman's baby in the Bible. Or she rolled over on hers and killed it. Slept on it and killed it. So she stole another woman's baby. And so, oh, I imagine a woman, oh, my baby back. No, this is my baby. Your baby's dead. This is what they argue. No, I know that's my baby. Let's go to Solomon. So they go to Solomon. They bring the baby up there. What's the problem? Case is hurt, I'm sure. This is my baby. No, this is my baby. No, her baby's dead. She's trying to take my baby. You know, that's, I mean, he heard the case. And so wisdom said, Solomon said, cut it in half. Give half of it to her and half of it to her. And the real old mama said, just let her have it.
Amen.
He said, take the baby and give it to her. It belongs to her. That was wisdom, wasn't it?
Amen.
I'd have sat there all confused. Just kill all of y'all. Shoot them. Behead all of y'all. Get rid of them. Do this problem. But you know what? He asked God for wisdom, right? We ask God for wisdom. I've been praying for you. I've been praying and confessing the word of you. Lord, we're all healed physically in the name of Jesus. And I praise you and thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we have your wisdom, God. Thank you, Lord, that we have your angels, God, that are encamped around about us, not just in church, Lord. You know, I've had fear of somebody coming through the door with a gun and coming in here and shooting. About, you hear it all the time on there. But I thank the Lord we got angels watching over.
That's right. Amen.
I've got incidences in that happened in the natural where a guy comes in and goes shoot the preacher and he points right at him, bam, and the bullet goes around him.
Yep.
Just goes around him. Can't shoot the anointed man. And I thought, no, Lord, fear. We're not to be led by fear. I'm not to be led by fear. And I thought, I've led them to the slaughter. Ooh. Told them to come to church. Come to church. Come to church. Come to church. Then somebody comes in and massacres half of us. Then how would I feel, Lord? I led them to slaughter. I cast that out.
Amen.
They come in, we're going to tell Dave, go get them. Dave, you got the anointing, baby. Go get them. Take that gun away from him. Lead him to Jesus and then shoot him. I'm being funny. We got to believe to see God's goodness. Believe to see that. I thought about it. I thought, you know, this pandemic's been something else. Now here they're trying to ramp up again. COVID's gone now. They calling it, what is it?
The Delta.
The variants are.
Yeah, Delta it, variant.
Delta.
Delta.
Oh, it's an airline. Delta. Delta variant. It's a bad boy. Real bad boy. Boy, I'm telling you, ramping it up. They ramping it up. And I'm willing to go to jail before I get a shot. But God, you ain't shooting that garbage in me. You ain't been tested.
That's right.
That's been out 6 or 8 months. I don't know what they're shooting in me. It's because whatever they're shooting in me is killing my natural immune system. I done found out some true things about it. Not what the TV said. I'm not against, listen, all of us need to be led by the Spirit of God. I'm not telling you to get a shot or not get a shot. But if I'm going to get a shot, it's going to be because the Holy Ghost told me, get a shot. It's not going to be because of Fox News. It's not going to be Channel 6 or 13 or 10 or whatever yours is. It's going to be because the Holy Spirit said, do it.
Come on.
I know it's controversy. I'm not going to split the church over it. If you need one, get one. I mean, now they're saying, because I won't take one, I'm a bad dog.
Yep.
Bad puppy. I'm killing people. I'm thinking, well, you go ahead and persecute me for believing Jesus as my healer.
Right.
You go ahead and persecute me. Know that the world hated, he said, if the world hates you, know that it hated me first.
Yep. Yeah.
He said, if you're going to live God-like, you're going to suffer persecution.
Amen.
If I'm going to be like God, listen, I want to be a man that goes over and says, give me the COVID, but God put it on me, it's going to die.
Right.
I don't know a man that did it. They were dying with diseases over there. But God, I'll tell COVID, now Delta,
yep.
I'm not scared of you.
Yep.
Amen.
You're an idiot if you think I'm going to duck tail and run and hide.
That's right. Come on.
Amen.
You ain't going to shut my faith down. But God, heart attacks, Teresa couldn't do it. But God, if Teresa couldn't do it, hallelujah, I can whip COVID and Delta.
Oh, yeah.
Once I got the faith of God, ain't nothing been able to shut it down but me.
Right.
I'm the only one that can shut it down.
Amen.
I mean, the only way the faith of God won't work and shield you is because you laid down your sword.
Right.
Come on, somebody. The Bible says in Ephesians over there, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Lord God.
It says, and take in the shield of faith that does away with Delta,
yeah.
With COVID,
yeah.
With fear, with pneumonia,
yeah.
With death.
Yeah.
It says, oh death, where is your victory? It's swallowed up in victory. So even in death, there's victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you know what the Bible says? The summit, let me give you that summit statement there, babe. Let's read it. We do it all the time. We won't do it. Teach me thy way, O Lord.
Yes.
Lead me. Somebody say lead me.
Lead me.
He's been saying that to us for weeks. He's been saying it for weeks. I thought about incidents in my life where I got inspired to go do something and it wasn't by the Holy Spirit and it turned out bad even though I meant well with it. And the times that I'm led, have been led in ministry and different things to preach, and when I was led and I would go through that door, but God, I mean, it would be like awesome, man. I mean, the anointing, people getting saved and healed and set free and delivered and changed and transformed. But when I would do it without the leading of God, it would be like, oh God, I don't want to hear that. Good God, now I got something to do. But when it was God, they would be like, we can stay with Him forever. Difference in the leading of the Holy Spirit. So He says, lead us in a plain, lead me in a plain path.
Amen.
Not in one we don't understand. Nobody knows how God's going to do it. That's not what He said. Lord, help me understand the path.
Amen.
See, I want to know where I'm going, where I know when I get there.
Yep.
If you don't know where you're going, you don't know when you get there.
Yep.
I mean, I'm like, let's go. Where are we going? I don't know. Let's get in the car. Like, well, I don't know where we're going. Well, you can get to Adiana. You don't know if you got to where you're going or not. You just decided to go to Adiana. But if you say, oh, we're going that route, man. Chuck E. Cheese. They ain't got one yet. You go to Abraham, check in. You know where you're going, and you know how to get there. You know when you get there. Yep, we're here when we plan to go. That's why God wants us in his life. We know him. Amen. We know what he's leading us to do. He said, lead me in a plan because of my enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of my enemy. Amen. He's telling him, Lord, make the path plain in my life, Lord, that I know my enemies. Because of all the COVID and all the Delta. Listen, there's always something. There's always giants. There's always financial trials. There's always people that are... Listen, they want to shut the churches down. And some people say, hey, amen. Well, just go on home. Just go on home in defeat. But God, you can't shut the kingdom down. The Bible says the kingdom has come within us. Did you know the kingdom led Paul to be shipwrecked? Did you know the kingdom led Paul everywhere he went into trouble and prison? Man, we don't want to stir nothing up. Now, they done stirred me up. I didn't do it. They did. I was fine until they started with this garbage. I was having church, having fun, Matt. I'm doing my vision here, man. I'm helping people get saved and get cars and houses and marriages together. And then they shut it down. Yeah. I felt backslid. Some of the preachers, whoo, we needed a break. Nah, you've been on break. You've been on break, and that's why you need a break. Yep. I ain't been on break. I've been engaged, hallelujah. Engaged. I don't need a break. I need more church.
Amen.
When I'm engaged, I need more of God. I mean, I know I'm hungry. But when I'm laid back, disengaged, don't matter if I go to church or not. That's why you can't make it on Wednesday night. But let God, you want Barney 5 till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, Wednesday night, this and that, we're all tired. Matt, do we know what tired is on Wednesday?
Yeah. You eat it like we do, well. Mac. But that thing will whoop you in 8 hours, won't it?
The sun with me.
Yeah. I'm on vacation up there and I didn't get out too much in the sun. And I'm out there unloading the truck Wednesday. And I told Terry, I gotta get shade. I said, I ain't been in the sun in 3 or 4 days, dude. This is whooping me. And I'm usually out there working it. But I've been in air condition. Told Travis that day, he drove my arm up. Got the air conditioner wide open. He don't like when I get on him. That's okay. He's my son. I can roll him. I'm preaching. Roll my window. He got the air conditioner on. Rolling my window up with my arm in it. I said, you didn't get your arm in there. I said, Mom, that's not good running the air conditioner. We don't care. Man, I go and get all cooled off. I take my shirt off and hold it out the window when I leave. You know, and dry it. I squeeze it out. Had about a quart on the ground. I seen Dave doing it one day. I thought, well, I ain't never wring it out. So I wringed all the sweat out. And then, it's sticking to your back stuff. And then when you get in the air conditioner, you're froze. Dude, I mean, that's cold. You know, we don't care. You know. And so I told him, I said, that's how come you can't hang with Daddy in the heat. Look, I'll take that sun now, throw me a little hat on, something out there, but God, and I'll do wear gray shirts, black, just like eats you up. It's like sucks it to your body. But you know what? I believe to see the goodness of God, even though it does want to lock me in the air conditioner. I can take it, God, in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Hallelujah. So everywhere I go to every job, I'm looking for a fan. But God, I found one on a job the other day. I'm over there and said, you know, that guy called me on the phone. He said, hey, there's a banner. I said, I found it. Done got it whooping. Done got that fan whooping. Well, that's the goodness of God that there's a fan. That dude could have had it out in the shed.
Yep.
I believe for the goodness of God. But he says, because of my enemy, deliver me not over to the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Boy, you hear it today. You hear it today on the TV. Christians are this bad because of their faith. You're going to start hearing more of it. Yeah. It's coming on. Because we don't take shots. Because we live by faith. Yeah. Well, y'all ought to think about other people. Well, if you're so if you're so vaccinated, you ought to lay with all of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on.
If you're so vaccinated and secure in that, well, why don't you want to be around us and we got it? We don't care. We got it. You're vaccinated, right? Come on, somebody. We're not stupid.
Yep.
You're vaccinated, right? Then what's your problem? I'm under an anointing right now. I'm not getting up in your business. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Come on.
I'm vaccinated because my sister made me.
That's fine. I'm not down to nobody that has. But if we're so vaccinated and we got it, we're shielded by the vaccination from the COVID and Delta. Oh no, the Delta's got to be took care of with another shot.
Yeah.
The COVID ain't going to take care of Delta. So you're going to have a third one now. And they're not even sure if that's going to work. Because this is a bad booger. Bad booger. Delta's going to be bad. She's going to fly through like the other one didn't. Boy, I'm telling you, they're already pumping it up. You know how come I know? Not because I listen to that junk. Because I hear Christians. Have you heard about Delta? Who's that? Airline? They get mad. Do you know what? If you're a Christian and you've been vaccinated, don't get mad at your brother or sister because they don't get vaccinated. That's called division. And you are the divider.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear.
Don't get mad at Christians. Christians that's vaccinated, and the ones that ain't vaccinated, don't look down on the ones vaccinated.
Amen.
That's not right either. Those are the dividers.
Yep.
Well, what does the Bible say? A house divided against itself can't stand.
Right.
So if y'all want to shoot up, I'm happy with you.
Yep.
COVID. For the COVID. not the other stuff. I'm not good with that. So if you don't want to shoot up, we all happy, right?
Yep.
You shoot up or don't shoot up. We gonna believe God either way. We gonna stay in faith. But you know what, praise God? I'm going to whip it. I'm going to lay hands on people. Well, what if they breathe? You've got underlying. They tell me I've got a disease. I said, no, I'm not a disease. I had a heart attack. What do you mean disease? Let God eat all that pork and stop my heart. I'll stop my arteries up. That ain't a disease. That's called eating the detestable stuff. Kill
them. Oh, well, you got, you know, somebody told me, they said, don't get around that door with that COVID. You got underlying illnesses. I said, no, they fixed it.
I've got new veins now. I've got no problem. I had a problem before then. I mean, is that right? Am I thinking level-headed or am I dumb? Come on, I believe I'm smart.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Teresa told me, because they told her, make sure he keeps the nitroglycerin with him. Make sure he tokes it in his pocket. So I heard it. Oh, don't make sure you keep the nitro in your pocket. Don't tote it around. Take it with you. Take it with you. I told her, I said, I needed the nitro before I had open heart surgery. Man, I don't need no nitro now. I'm good.
Amen. Right? Come on.
Right? Go have open heart surgery. Where do you keep your nitro in your pocket just in case you fall out? Good Lord, man. I mean, I know they mean well, but that's fear.
Yep.
I had my gospel with me. The word of God. The shield of faith, hallelujah, which is all the fiery darts. I believe to see God's goodness in my body. I believe to see God's goodness in my finances. I believe he's leading me on a plain path. He's delivered me and not going to turn me over to the enemy. But hey, it's not going to be without a fight. The Bible says that we're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. Well, we got to fight it on our job. My job ain't going to tell me how to serve Jesus.
That's right.
Black God, it just ain't going to do it, Mac. I mean, if it says, well, you know, you make $2,500, I'm going to go, shut up! You wasn't there when I figured commit suicide, you idiot. You wasn't there when my wife was gone. You wasn't there when I didn't have no good credit. You wasn't there.
Right.
You didn't offer me $2,500 then.
Right.
Bless him.
Preach it, brother.
My brother come to me. Listen, we need to set boundaries in our life. There's family time.
Yeah.
It's godly.
Amen.
There's family time, not cell phone time. I'm hunting my cell phone. Aiden had it. He's over there watching Googly Gobbly or whatever it was. He has to, he wants to watch Papa's phone. So he's trying to tell Siri at 3, Siri! And she can't understand what he's saying. And she says, not able to. And he went, I said, tell it again. I'm messing with him, Mac. Tell it again what you want, boy. He's up there in my lap. Siri, and he can't talk plain. And so I said, done it again. And he went, Aubrey said, let me get it, Papa. Anyhow, no worries. Whatever they're saying. And so I turned it down. I turned it down. This was yesterday. And so I had to go turn the air on stuff down here, you know, and I didn't have to take my phone with me. But got back and I'm like, where's my phone? I said, call my phone. Tricia, didn't you have your phone? I'm making a point of what I'm saying. Didn't you have your phone with me? No, I didn't have your phone with me. Call my phone. So we call my phone, we're listening. Is it out? Well, outside. Oh, hear it outside. It's under the couch. But I had it on mute. So what I'm saying is, Saturday, don't call me. It's family time. Family time means that the family's going somewhere together. We riding high together, baby. I ain't talking to nobody on that phone. See, you can't love that phone more than you love your family.
Amen.
You have to set designated times. I told her, I think it was Thursday. Friday I went in, and now Friday we go out and eat, man. Now, I mean, I'll shut down the whole country if I need to, if I can. Me and Teresa's going to eat, baby. We're going by ourselves, looking at each other. No cell phone on the table. None of that garbage. Right. We're going to look each other in the eye. And we're going to sit across from one another and slop down whatever we're eating. Good or bad. They got the ones that don't know how to cook. Teresa said, I want my steak medium rare.
Medium well.
Medium well. They look at me and I said, you know, I've never been through this trip. I said, oh, mine well done. They don't know what medium rare is.
Medium rare.
Blood squirts out.
Medium rare. It's supposed to be medium well.
Medium well. Yeah, they think she's saying medium rare. And so she cuts it and blood runs out. That about hurt my steak, man. I'm not looking. And she goes, I mean, she's sitting there, and I mean, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, I'm minding my own business here. I'm just minding my own business. Are you serious? And I'm like, She's sitting real close. I said, listen, you can all have to. No, I'm just going to eat my cheese. Look, there's not even no, they brought mine, and it was good. And it was like, had the cheese on it, had the stuff in there, you know, the bell peppers and onions and all of that stuff. And that mine was just right. They didn't put none of that in hers. It was melted cheese on a live cow. They ain't no option of taking it back. You done been waiting 50 minutes to get your food. You know, if you ain't careful, you don't send it back. Because now you're another 50 minutes out. So you 2.5, you're done so full right then. You just don't want nothing either. You can have a trial at Santa Fe, man.
Yep.
And if we're not believing for God, God work us all to our good in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Because you know what? Used to, if she got mad, I get mad. And if I get mad, the whole place knows I'm mad. They'll put you in jail. Good. I've been there before. Be better off. Believe to see God's goodness. Don't get in a wrong spirit.
Amen.
Keep a right spirit, because everything is trying to give power to your enemy.
Yeah.
Trials can give power to your enemy.
Yep.
He said, David said, all of this stuff coming against him. He said, I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And today I'm telling you, I feel kind of like that. I've got to believe for God's goodness, or I want to give up. I want to quit. I want to give in. It seems like the more that I try to go for Jesus, just in my personal life, the more the trials come, the more the darkness comes. Hallelujah. And to try to get me discouraged. Let me read you what the Lord told me. He said, it's not a time to draw back and throw in the towel in defeat. There is great strength and power in believing to see my goodness.
Amen.
He said, it's not a time to draw back. It's not a time to throw in the towel. You know, I was thinking about it this morning. Now, we used to have Sunday morning, Sunday night. Some people have a problem with that, and we don't have Sunday night anymore. But they don't come to church but once a year.
Right.
Come on, man. Our elevator is not going to the top. But you know what? Satan one time was bothering me about the Sunday night services. It bothered me. I was struggling with people and different things. Pressured me. And I went to Satan, and I told him, I said, let me tell you something, man. I said, if you bother me one more time about Sunday night service, one more time, trying to get me called off, which it was God, but I thought it was Satan. Took God 2 years to get it to me, to get me to stop Sunday night service. 2 years. I didn't realize it was God. I don't like backing up, Mac. I don't like, you know, when I'm going forward, I don't like reverse. I'm like, let's go forward, you know. I went backwards for 27 years of my life.
Right.
Did everything backwards. Messed up my marriage. Messed up work and jobs. So I wanted to go forward. When I got on the right track, I'm like, I'm not getting off. I'm going to stay on this track, man. This track right here is working for me, you know. But anyways, I went to Satan. I said, if you bother me one more time about Sunday night service, I will start having services on Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, if you bother me about that again. And bless God, I meant it. I didn't hear no more from him. See, once you rise up against that enemy, you say, don't try to stop me with money. Don't try to stop me on Wednesday night. You're going to lose it, Satan. Don't try to, whatever ministry. If you got men, some churches have ministry on Tuesday night, Friday nights. Used to go to Friday night church online.
Yep.
Word Life Ministries, Friday night.
Yep.
But whenever we're having church here, I'm not just going to say, well, it don't really matter. It don't really matter if they go to church or not. No, that's the will of God, man. Something's getting in your way of your future victory.
Right.
Well, I got to work. Well, we understand. But if you can, and you don't have to work, and you can, different story.
Right.
Did you hear me? If you have to work, have to. Your boss said you're fired, you know, and then I would leave myself. I'm not telling you what to do. Be led. But black God, if you give Satan an inch, he will take a square mile every time. If you give him a little bit, he'll take you for a joyride than for him on his side. Hallelujah. It's called fighting the good fight of faith. Do I always feel like coming to church? No. Teresa was having a little odds a little bit. you know, not really odds. I've been going through some stuff with this and stuff. There's some stuff in Wednesday. Maybe I'll think about it.
From Saturday to Wednesday.
Yeah, Saturday to Wednesday. I thought, bless God, I'm not going to church. I mean, if you think on Saturday you're not going to church on Wednesday, don't, and you can't figure that's the devil out, something's wrong with me. But God, also, her, I ain't reading none this week. She wants to really see that side of me again, just mess with me. I ain't gonna read and fast and pray. But God, I'm a little Tasmanian devil, she'll find out I'm still alive somewhere. You spend a week without God, you start getting like the devil.
Yeah.
Not praying, not reading, not going to church, and then the enemy comes in and brings confusion. Like, I don't know what's going on. I just don't know. I don't understand why I'm going through this. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I don't understand. You say you've made every service, you fasted, you prayed, you come in like, glory to God, that devil tried it, and I'm telling you, I knew right off the bat what it was. But God, not put him under my feet. There's a big difference. There's Terry Trial and Vic Victory. Listen, I turned it on WZDK or something the other day, and I'm like, turned it right off. Found 93.7 right off the bat again. I mean, I didn't listen to it 3 seconds, and I felt grieved.
Yep.
But see, I don't feel grieved. You've been grieved. You didn't know what free is yet.
Right.
Look, dude, if you're bound, you don't know you're bound.
That's right, right.
But when you get free, you're like, oh, God, I was bound. Woo, Jesus, set me free.
Amen.
Well, country music don't bother me. You ain't never been free from it.
When you get free from it and you get that praise on, woo! Tell Tracy this morning, boy, got praise going on in the bathroom. Oh boy, we're getting the spirit going. Yeah. I mean, I'm geared up for Sunday school at 9 o'clock, man. I'm like, woo! I told Tracy, I went in there to brush my teeth, and I said, man, they got some good music going on this morning.
Happened today.
Yeah, she said, they're led today. She said, Holy Ghost is hot. She's in there on her message. We're waiting like, oh, I hope everybody shows up for church. God, it'll be worth it. God, it'll be worth it if we get a bunch in there today, Lord. But when it's just 2 or 3 and I go through hell all week for them, it's hard. You know, we did go through stuff for y'all. We really do. We're glad they do it. We're working for Jesus. We realize that we got to believe God for his goodness. And look at y'all. The happy bunch, black y'all. Yeah, you're going through hell. Good. That's good. Aubrey, Teresa Dover, she said, hey, you want to go learn how to swim? Tell her, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? She don't talk like that, but I make it done. She don't talk like that. You want to go swim? You want to go get lessons? Come on, make it clear. She's 6, man. I make it funny. Send her funny or hard.
Yeah, I already know how to swim.
I'm like, when you touching bottom? I said, baby, you don't know how to swim. She's 6, Matt. She acts like she's been here 35 years.
I already know that, Papa. I already know that. You don't even know what I'm going to say yet.
She'll answer you before you get done saying it. She don't even know what you're saying.
Yep.
I said, hey, Papa can take you to swim. I said, Papa going to take you to the river, baby. And Papa just going to throw you in. And Papa going to say, swim, kick, and drown. I said, you're going to go down, and you're going to go, bloop, 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 bloop. I said, you're going to get some water in there. You're going to start coughing. And you can't breathe in again. So you know you got to go to the top. So I said, so you're going to go. You're going to reach for the top. I said, before you know it, you'll go. I said, Papa, I'm going to teach you how to swim. Now, Teresa ain't going to let me take her to the river.
She said, nah, maybe next year. Maybe next time. Maybe when I get bigger.
I said, I thought you already knew how to swim.
I do, Papa.
I said, well, your float's on. See, sometimes we think we know where we're at. Sometimes we think we're stronger than we think. I mean, sometimes I believe, I know I have been like Samson, messing around a little too much. Messing around a little too much, not praying, not reading and things, and think, well, I know the scripture. I've been in the church for a long time. And then before you know it, took captive by my own weakness. Realizing I'm not as strong as what I thought I was. Because I've been listening to secular music. I really haven't. I'm being honest with you. Only time I do that is when I get in the flesh. If I get in the flesh, shoot, might as well load up. Load up, baby. Give me about 7 hours. Nobody knows the troubles I have. There's a tear in my beard, for I'm lonely for you, dear. I don't know, didn't trade that. I heard that Travis out there booming. How you make my speakers go boom, boom. Whatever it is. And then there's one song I even heard. I don't know where you heard it.
The
horses in the what?
Got the horses in the back. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Yeah, you got the horses in the back. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. I looked at him and I said, oh, yes, they are right now. I mean, he's three. Ain't nobody gonna tell him nothing? God, we're all in trouble. He's gonna kill us all. Can you see the danger in that?
Yep.
Hallelujah. So when I'm in the flesh, going bar hopping. But God, there ain't no need to try it anyhow. Every time I try to serve Jesus, that all hell breaks loose. But God, then you go to church and God's got to be faith. He don't know what he's talking about. He don't know how to feel.
Right.
That's why he's saying faith. Get out of that zone. Get over there in faith so you feel like us. We're warriors.
Amen.
Instead of feeling defeated all day long. Sure, I don't know about church. You go to making plans to miss church on Monday. Something wrong with you spiritually.
Yeah.
I mean, some people plan it.
Yeah.
Please, Lord, let us have a blowout. Let's have a blowout, God, please. Let things not go. You wouldn't think that's happening, Matt, but I'm speaking about the Spirit of God this morning.
Yep.
Amen.
God, let us get brought down. We're in this church. That's silly.
Yep.
Yeah, he called me up and he said, what y'all doing? Y'all just so pushed up you couldn't get to me Friday? I said, no, sir. He said, well, why didn't you get to me Friday? I said, I shut down everything to go equal my wife at 3 o'clock. What? I told him that.
Oh,
but God, I didn't tell him. I said, I'm sorry, dude. I said, I'll shut down half the country, but God, and I'm going to eat my wife on Friday. And I'm going. Well, mine won't sit over and gripe. I would, too, if I had to eat with you. Come on, somebody, give her something to talk about other than you. Hallelujah. Gosh, we're about to, give me some more scripture. We got to get off of this. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He'll strengthen thine heart.
Amen.
He said, wait on the Lord. Be one with the Lord.
Yeah.
Meditate on the Lord. Meditate on the things of God. Believe to see God. You can't believe to see God's goodness focused on your trouble and your misery all the time. You won't be able to believe to see the goodness of God. He said, if you'll believe to see the goodness, wait on the Lord. Be one with Him. Be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. See, you got to believe to see God's goodness in your body for healing. I get out every now and then, can't tote my Bible hardly.
What do you got, arthritis? No, it's trying to come on me.
But God, I just throw it out the yard. Get off of me. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, get off of me.
Amen.
Get off. I got out this morning, didn't feel nothing. I thought, I ain't got a thought out there. He's tired of me throwing him in the ditch every time I go.
Amen.
He finally get tired of you and leave you alone.
Yeah.
Got up, my feet was sore this morning. I'm like, what's wrong with my feet, man? I'm like, oh God, what's wrong with my feet? Then I got to remembering I had Aiden and Aubrey on them yesterday.
Yeah.
Throwing them up in the air. I thought, oh yeah, I ain't got to fight that one. That'll be out in a day or two. I brought that on myself. They're going to stand on my feet and me sit down and throw them up. Blast them. Travis, he said, yes, I don't see how Dad does that. Like, I got strong legs, baby. I do something other than sit on the game. I'm messing with him. So Ben's always preaching on me. Well, you shouldn't have got this family. Enjoy the ride, baby. You're a man. Hallelujah. He says, wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer. Give me the next one, man. I got to close the lid. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious to get the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Somebody say, trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
And do good.
And do good.
It's good to go to church.
Yes.
It's good to pray.
Yes.
It's good to turn off secular stuff. Movies, while they're bad, or turn it off. Turn it off. We're not living in a time like we used to. We got to be turned in and engaged in trusting in the Lord and going forward. He said, trust in the Lord, do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. Verily thou shalt be fed. God spoke to me. He said, if you put me first, there's no way you won't be fed. No way you won't be took care of. No way you're going to be dry and thirsty and sad and oppressed and sick. He said, surely you will be fed. Fed what? Healing.
Amen.
Fed what? Spiritually.
Amen.
Strength for my body. Hallelujah. I'm going to read you this and then I'm going to close it. Believe to see His goodness concerning healing, family, finances, homes, workplace, friends, no matter what we face or endure or whatever we face, whatever the case is. It don't have to be a certain thing in your trials are different than mine.
Yeah. Right.
Your trials are real. My trials are real. My feelings are real. My emotions are real. Some people think I don't have them. I just don't show them. Well, we can feel sorry for you. Well, you're a poor little thing. You're not going to get a chance. Somebody tell me what that does. Don't you ever go get it sad? And I mean, I go through so much hell in my life, I stay sad. I said, no. I said, I don't camp out in it.
Right.
I said, I found in the Bible that the Bible says in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, not dried up, withered up pastures. Hallelujah. Yeah. Lead me beside the still waters. He gives me times of rest from enemy, having to battle against enemy. I said, I found out that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, through this trying time, through this battle, I said, I don't camp out, so therefore I don't got time to be discouraged and oppressed. You cannot camp out in your troubles. If you don't believe to see God's goodness, this is what God said. If not, you will lose vision. You will be discouraged. You will find yourself hopeless. You will have a no-fight attitude. He said, and you will lose the victory that I have for you. So if you're experiencing in that, I put it on Facebook. I thought it was for somebody out there and they're going to come. Maybe it is, maybe it ain't. But it may be for you here this morning. If you are lost your vision, the only thing you can see is surviving, you done lost your vision. You're a most miserable person if you're just trying to get your kids to survive. If you're just trying to survive life, you're done lost your vision. You done got unmotivated by the Lord. You done lost your vision. Now, you done quit trusting the Lord. Now, I still got a church. I ain't about going to church. You can go to church and trust in your own ability every minute of every day. I have done it. And it'll cause me to lose vision. It'll cause you to be discouraged. But I'm just discouraged. Why are you? Why? You got to say, why am I? Don't just focus on you are. Why are you discouraged? because I listen to the news. Well, that's your choice. That's why you're discouraged. Turn it off.
Yep.
It's because I ain't been praying. Well, now you know what to do. Pray, right?
Yep.
I ain't been reading my Bible, and no wonder you're discouraged. You gotta read your Bible, right?
Yep.
See, we can do a lot of things. I can get on Facebook Marketplace. Oh, truck. Oh, God, take a look at that. Get back on there and pull up Craigslist. Good God, get on the truck list there. Truck. 4.5 hours left. Truck. Oh, truck's all I got on my brain.
Yep.
Then I go to bed. I don't feel good. I don't feel good. The Lord's like, well, you ain't talked to me yet.
Right.
He said, you've been stuck on trucks for 4 hours.
Yeah.
He said, you usually listen to a little bit of preaching every now and then. Now you ain't got time for it. But Fox, you got to turn Fox on or CNN on or CNBC or whatever your special program is. You got to turn that on so you can keep up with things. Oh, yeah, that's how you found out about Delta. They told you Delta's bad. Now the teacher's in here, mandatory. Guy stands up and he says, hey man, it is proven masks don't work.
Yep.
Proven. I mean, somebody say proven.
Proven
in theory is different.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
They proved it. Goes right through it. You spit, your spit hits out in the air. They proved it is airborne. So, it's going through the mask. The only way that the mask will work is if you get an army one. One, a painting booth one or something down that nature. Somebody the doctors ain't going to get around you with an oxygen tank, maybe.
Yeah.
Suck your own air.
Oh,
well, y'all getting educated this morning, ain't you? Hallelujah. But you know what? There can't be no fear in the body of Christ.
Amen.
The Bible has not given us a spirit of timidity,
no.
A fear of cowardness.
No.
Cowardness to stand up when it's church time.
No.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to get a nap this morning. I woke up and cooked breakfast, got into Word and all that, and I thought, man, I'm going to give me a nap, 30-minute nap before time to go to church. And Teresa's in there, slamming the doors. Oh, she's got the praise and worship going on. I mean, every time I try to go to sleep, I get woke up. I come on to church anyway. Sunday school, too. Now, God ain't getting on to us, man. I mean, listen, if you don't put fuel in a fire, it goes out. If you don't put wood on it, it goes out. If you don't put gas in your car and you run out, you can say, I'm going to not run out. Name of Jesus. Pass right up that store. Oh, glory to God. I got faith to move mountains. Hallelujah. Pray God. And you didn't put no gas in that car. Now, if you didn't have none and you're on your journey for the Lord, angels will fire that baby up.
Whatever it takes,
you will get there. But you not stopping there and getting gas and thinking you got things. No, you got to get fuel. You don't put fuel in the car, quit. If you don't put spiritual food in, I'm telling you, you'll run out of juice quick. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you this morning. Believe to see the goodness of God in your stand for Jesus, in your stand for the ministry, in your stand to fight for your family. Like God, I fight for my wife. I confess and I take authority over the devil, over my wife and my son and my daughter-in-law, kids and my place, and I plead the blood and apply the blood of Jesus to my land.
Amen.
I draw a line in the sand over the devil, but God. Well, Teresa, she can do it herself. No, I'm ahead. I'm the man of the house. I'm the one under authority under Jesus at my house. And whatever I let come into my possession, I let. If Teresa yields to the devil, I can get up there and say, she might be yielding to you, you idiot, but I'm not. But God, I take authority over you right now. She belongs to me and Jesus, and I command you to loose her right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to back off. You're on my turf.
Amen.
And that sucker You can go in.
I feel better. It's a good thing I feel better. You got it? You got it? You got it? Good thing I got feeling better. You got it?
Then you're like, well, God, I should have just let him have her for a little while. A little snappy attitude at her. I've been out there fasting and praying, letting God whipping him off of him. You think you did that with your turn green? No, you didn't. Hallelujah. How many go believe in here this week?
Yes.
Come on, give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Let's stand on our feet. Anybody need prayer this